Good morning, everybody. While taking the floor, I would like to thank the president of CD, the DG, also the organizers of this event, and also I would like to thank the panelists for their excellent presentations and also moderator. We welcome the exchange of views between the diplomats and civil societies in this meeting. We think that involvement of civil societies in the question of disarmament would be positive because we will see more interest in human rights and environmentalists and those activists in those fields or humanitarian issues more than those civil societies who are interested in disarmament. We hope that they will be more engaged in such exercises. I have a question, having heard some comments with regard to technology and artificial intelligence. My question is how to use technology for disarmament. Generally speaking, we all know that technology can be used constructively or destructively. It depends on the human being, human beings' plans and programs, how to use technology positively or negatively in order to kill people or use for war or use it in a positive way to maintain or restore peace and security in the world. And normally, as we see, military machinery is using technology to for production and better use of arms in conflicts. It's going on and it's on their way. But the question is how we can use technology and artificial intelligence to prevent arms race and proliferation of armament, or in the UN language, disarmament. What are the ways and means? We would like to hear some answers from the part of panelists and the others who would like to shed some truth on that. Thank you.
Thank you.